news, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, here we go. First full day of spring. I guess that's the good news part of this. It is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5, 72 now at our studios. More from Dr. Bill's forecast coming up in just a second. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with our traffic.
Good morning for the Lambert's Cafe Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers working an accident off McDonald Road near I-10. That's going to be without injuries. Fletcher Hill Road at Jack Tomley Road in Perdido. They've got a car that went off the ditch. Wreckers on the way. Pretty quiet across the Bayway, but no fog. In Daphne, Spanish Fort, you look good so far this morning. Lambert's Cafe, home of the Thrill Rolls, Highway 59 at Foley. They have you covered for lunch today starting at 10 o'clock. Still open. And, of course, you'll get all their free famous pass rounds, including all the Thrill Rolls you can catch. It's Lambert's Cafe. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Staying at a hotel is not the same thing as staying at the Fisher House.
The Fisher House, I know, is a huge part of Lance recovery.
For somebody like my husband, for them to know that their family members are being taken care of, that's a huge burden off of them. So they can concentrate on their therapies.
Just having that assurance that no matter what, as long as we were there for Anson, that someone would be there to take care of us. It took so much weight off our shoulders.
How can you help? Go to fisherhouse.org.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be around 80 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
607 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams. He's on the way in just a little bit. I will check in with him. Also get a weekend weather scale. And this will get into the discussion of what to do with the weekend as, you know, more and more people are just kind of staying at their homes. Got the beaches closed now, but the boat ramps are open, by the way. We'll get, don't take my word for it, we'll check in with Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Bannon, later this hour, talk with him about that. But yes, that was like the first question when we started hearing the beach closure, and we talked about that yesterday. What about the boat ramps? Mm-hmm. And it looks like they will be fine. We'll get into that coming up on today's show, the beach closures, what it means for businesses in South Mobile County, South Baldwin County, what it means for day in and day out, business in town, having restaurants closed to in-store dining or using the dining room. Today is a movement here to order takeout food from your local restaurants.
Yes.
That are open. So we encourage you to do that. We will. You think we should do like a poll or something, who we should order lunch from today during Midday Mobile?
Yeah, maybe an internal poll.
Okay.
I don't want to play favorites. I mean, we're talking local here, and we've got so many great restaurants.
Okay, so we'll figure that out. Because we got Congressman Bradley Burns going to join us at noon today on the show. And so if you have questions about the federal response for coronavirus, those questions of, like, how much money could a family receive? When are they going to receive the money? What's being done about test kits? What's the? We're going to ask all those questions and maybe have some lunch from some local eateries.
Man, that sounds good to me. I mean, we got to do what we can to support our local businesses here.
Absolutely. Yeah, we talk about that all the time, and maybe it just goes in one ear out the other. We're a local radio station. We are one of those rarities in the world. We don't have a home office somewhere else. We're not part of a big cluster of hundreds and hundreds of radio stations. We're local. We got all parts of FM Talk 106.5 are housed here in Mobile, Alabama. We are a small business, just like the folks that are suffering right now from closing from their dining area, or the beaches being closed, or, you know, people not being able to go to work. And so we're going to continue to remind you through this whole process. Look at your neighbors. Look at the people that you go to church with, you go to school with. Look at the people that are a big part of our lifestyle, our community, you know, not just the economy, but a big part of our lives. And remember those folks through this process, and do what you can to patronize those folks. I know you're already doing it, but do it even more.
Mm-hmm.
All right, we'll remind you of that more coming up in just a little bit. Also, what's happening in Washington, more on the coronavirus and the fight, and this, we'll see We'll see, but it's not like a brand new. I had to have that discussion last night at the dinner table. They're like, "Oh, Dad, it's a new medicine," and I said, "Well, the way I understand it, this hydroxychloroquine."
Yeah, hydroxychloroquine.
Hydroxychloroquine. See, I was close.
and not hydroxycut, as someone reminded us yesterday. Hydroxycut will do nothing for you except
get you ripped
during this whole thing.
So this is a drug that's been around since the 50s and used as anti-malarial and for extreme cases arthritis. If you, in this one study, now I want to caution people, there's one study here, I mean, it's promising, and yes, are we all looking for an answer? Sure we are. But in the short order, this does look promising that this, along with a Z-Pak, you know, people get the Z-Pak, the antibiotic Z-Paks, those things together work to help cure. This is not vaccine, this is to cure people that have coronavirus.
Yeah, in that study, the first study was done in France, and it was only a group of 36. Right. Now, when we talk about, you know,
it's a small group.
In a perfect world, the study would have thousands and thousands of people, but they put 36 people through the study. 20 were given Plaquenil, which is the brand name for hydroxychloroquine, and 16 were left, you know, with COVID-19. They weren't given the drug.
They're the control group.
And of those 20 people, I think they said 6 were given hydroxychloroquine and the antibiotic, the Z-Pak. Those 6 people, of them, 5 had completely tested negative for the virus after 3 days, and then after 6 days, all 6 had tested negative. And the people who just did the hydroxychloroquine, they tested negative after just a few days after that. Both of the groups that had the Plaquenil, the hydroxychloroquine, did much better than the people that were left in the control group. So again, only 36 people were involved in this test. Right now, America, FDA, they've been putting this on the fast track to test and make sure it's all right to get out there. And the benefit is, like Sean said, this is an older drug. It was used as an anti-malaria drug. Also, it's used for people that have extreme cases of arthritis. So we already know a lot of the side effects and what could go wrong with this, and hopefully that means we can get this out, and it's also a cheaper drug too, which is a benefit.
Absolutely. And one thing, somebody will say, why so hyped about this with, you know, is a 1% fatality rate for coronavirus? Now, some countries it's been higher. I think Italy, they're showing 8% or something like that, but it's a, the reason why is, I think much of the concern of government is seeing what happened in Italy, where everybody shows up at the hospital at one time, and the hospitals can't handle it. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the, everybody shows up at the bank at one time and demands their money, you got a problem.
Right.
Same thing with hospitals. We don't have enough hospital space for, you know, the people that already have to be in the hospital for other reasons, and then an additional 1 million, 2, 3, 4 million people to show up at the hospitals. It overtaxes the hospitals. So if you use this medicine, you get people out of hospital beds faster, so you can get somebody else in there. This is a logistics discussion as much as it is a medical discussion as well. And it's one of just having hospital facilities available. They say maybe if we're following the track of Italy, we're still 2 weeks out from the peak number of cases here in this country. And what will that mean at hospitals? So that's why this drug is important. One of the things that President Trump talked about yesterday, Bob Constantini from Westwood One with more.
Dr. Stephen Hahn, director of the Food and Drug Administration, mentioning an old drug that may have a new use to treat coronavirus.
Chloroquine, which is an anti-malarial drug, it's already approved for the treatment of malaria as well as an arthritis condition. That's a drug that the president has directed us to take a closer look at.
President Trump getting on board with the idea of medicines that have been through extensive testing.
Reviewing drugs that are approved abroad or drugs approved here for other uses.
And there are some drugs that might help treat COVID-19, which are close to being approved for other medical uses. The president, reluctant to use the Defense Production Act to push industries into making needed equipment, his finger on the trigger but not pulling it yet.
Well, if we were desperately in need of something, and we frankly will know about that very shortly, we want to be ahead of, we don't want to do it as it happens, but before it happens, we're going to know a lot over the next 2 or 3 days.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi blasted the president in a Wednesday night statement for not being proactive, even as healthcare workers warn of pending shortages of basic supplies. being negotiated with Capitol Hill, stimulus to aid businesses suffering from the coronavirus crisis. And in some cases, that would mean big businesses like airlines and major hotel chains. At the White House, President Trump asked specifically if there would be a prohibition on companies taking aid from Uncle Sam and just buying back stocks, a frequent criticism of the business tax cuts from 2 years ago.
Well, we don't want that. In fact, some companies, as you know, did stock buybacks, and I was never happy with that. It's very hard to tell them not to, but I would tell them not to.
Democrats may demand some kind of assurances. Surgeon General Jerome Adams making a plea as hospitals get overwhelmed.
Blood donation is safe, and blood centers are taking extra precautions at this time, including spacing beds 6 feet apart.
In the afternoon, the president, vice president, and others went to FEMA headquarters for a video conference with the nation's governors, including John Bel Edwards of Louisiana.
I'm asking for help in terms of surging our medical capacity.
One by one, the governors laid out their worries as President Trump tried to reassure them.
But we still are going to need a big slug out of the strategic stockpile.
And so, Phil, try what you can, do the best you can to get what you can actually get. And we're also having a lot of things produced that, frankly, nobody's ever seen anything like this before.
The vice president announced much of the coordination with states is being turned over to FEMA. Bob Costantini, Washington.
This information update brought to you by CPC Office Technologies. All things copiers, all things service, CPC Office Technologies, cpctech.com. Phone 251-300-2695.
Good morning, I'm Jessica Taloni with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Centers for Disease Control reporting 10,442 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. 150 people have died, including 9 in Florida, where 432 cases have been confirmed. In Mississippi, there are 50 cases, including a South Mississippi man who died from the virus. In Alabama, the State Health Department has confirmed 78 cases, including one in Baldwin County, one in Mobile County. On Thursday, Mobile County reported its first case. Health officials say that patient is younger than 18. There is a movement today to support locally owned restaurants that have been forced to close their dining rooms during the coronavirus pandemic. Today is Mobile Takeout Day. Visit Mobile and Downtown Mobile Alliance are encouraging people to order takeout or curbside pickup. There are similar efforts happening in other local communities today as well. I'm Jessica Taloni, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Recently, I was reading to my grandsons and asked them if they were going to be lawyers when they grew up. As you may know, my wife and three sons all went to law school, and our lives have been this law firm from the time they were little boys. Now, all these years later, we've helped millions of people and their families. What started as a mom-and-pop law firm grew to be the largest injury firm in the world with offices all over America. And in those offices are lawyers we choose who do it our way every day. The results have been stunning. You can see our verdicts and results online. For me, the people and the families we've represented at their time of need has made a difference in my life as we've tried to make a difference in theirs. My grandsons informed me they were not going to be lawyers. I asked them what they planned to be. They told me, dinosaurs. Give me some time to convince them otherwise. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Dial pound law on your cell.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services is greater than others. Patrick Montgomery responsible for this ad.
If you're talking about it,
they're not doing anything.
There should be a law against that.
We're talking about it.
While unemployment has dropped, so have wages.
It's Talk Southern Style on FM Talk 106.5.
6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton has tested positive for the coronavirus, making him the first person in the NFL world known to test positive for COVID-19. Payton said that he did not feel well this past Sunday. He took the test on Monday and received the results yesterday afternoon. Payton posted on Twitter that he's now resting at home, fatigued, but is part of the 20% of cases that have no fever and no cough. Payton says he'll self-quarantine in his home through the weekend, but he's upbeat and optimistic about a full recovery. In the NBA, Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart and two Los Angeles Lakers players have tested positive for COVID-19. Both teams released statements on Thursday announcing the positive tests, although they did not identify the players by name. Smart posted a tweet later yesterday confirming that he had tested positive. That means the number of known cases in the NBA is now up to 14. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have released running back Todd Gurley and linebacker Clay Matthews. Gurley won the 2017 NFL Offensive Player of the Year award, and the Rams rewarded him by making Gurley the highest paid running back in NFL history before the 2018 season. The former Georgia Bulldog was sidelined for the final two games of that season because of a knee injury, and then he ended up rushing for a career low 857 yards in 2019. Overnight, former Alabama safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix reached a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. The Fort Worth Star Telegram reports that the deal's for 1 year, worth $4 million. Clinton Dix turned 27 in December. Last year, he started all 16 games for Chicago, finished the year with 78 tackles and two interceptions. The Denver Broncos have released former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco with a failed physical designation. Flacco went 2-6 as the Broncos' starting quarterback last season before he was placed on injured reserve with a herniated disc in his neck. His release means that former Missouri quarterback Drew Locke is now the official starter for Denver. In college basketball, AL.com reports that UAB has reached an agreement with former Ole Miss head coach Andy Kennedy to become the lead coach for the Blazers. Kennedy actually played at UAB during his college playing career. He was also an assistant coach there. He was an assistant coach here at South Alabama and also at Cincinnati before he became the head coach with the Bearcats. Kennedy was hired at Ole Miss in 2006, where he coached until 2018. And in baseball news, Boston Red Sox left-handed pitcher Chris Sale will undergo Tommy John surgery. He'll be out until late 2021 or the start of the 2022 season. The 30-year-old is entering the first year of a five-year contract worth $145 million.
Underwear surgery?
the Tommy John underwear surgery.
Tommy John surgery, okay.
Yeah, you know, it's a pretty popular shoulder surgery that pitchers and quarterbacks and basically anyone who throws a ball.
But it's not, has nothing to do with underwear.
Nothing to do with the underwear. Right. Although he might get an endorsement out of this. 622 FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Norwig, and that's sports on Mobile Mornings.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be around 80 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Hey, back in studio with my buddy Sid Sexton from Sexton Lawn and Landscape. What are y'all doing right now to get ready for the season?
Contrary to popular belief, our crews are super busy. There's tons to be doing in everyone's landscape right now. We're cutting back grasses, ornamental grasses, liriope, things like that. Trimming crepe myrtles. We're applying pine straw, really kind of handling the leaves. And probably most importantly is we're putting out pre-emergent to really get ahead of weeds. If you want to keep a clean lawn and beds, for that matter, you really want to put out a pre-emergent.
Now, you've told me that in the past. A lot easier right now to put out pre-emergent than have y'all come in and deal with those weeds once they're up.
That's right. Ounce of prevention worth a pound of cure.
You've heard that before.
Yeah, I have. It's really never more important than in this scenario.
Okay, so this is the time of year somebody needs to call you for that pre-emergent or any of the other issues that can be worked on right now. Instead of calling you in April, May, you know, right. Do it now.
That's right. Right now would be much better.
All right, tell us how I might get in touch with you.
You can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
FM Talk 106.5 is Mobile and Baldwin County's number one creator of live local content.
All right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile.
Listen on air, online, and on demand. FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the SpringHillToyota.com traffic center. McDonald Road near I-10. They've got an accident without injuries. Officers are on the scene. Fletcher Hill Road and Jack Tomley Road in Perdido. They've got a car that went off the ditch. Wreckers on the way. Looks great across the Bayway. Fairhope, Daphne, Spanish Fort. No delays. Hooters in Mobile, Daphne, and Tillman's Corner is offering delivery through the Waiter app. You can also call ahead any order and pick it up as well. Enjoy great food specials starting at $5. At Tillman's Corner, call 661-9117. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Isolated showers today, scattered showers tomorrow. I'm staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. My complete weekend forecast is coming up on Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
625 FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, joins us here shortly to talk about the forecast with the rain in the mix. I would say it's warranted to cheer for rain right now, since I don't know about your house or your car or whatever, but the pollen, it's like you rub your hand along the paint of the truck, and it's every year.
And
but
probably the worst time, though, for allergies.
Let's talk about that. Can we, for a second, have y'all been experiencing this? So, it's allergy time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, people don't dare cough or sneeze because people are going to think you got coronavirus.
There's
right?
going to be a lot of hernias diagnosed after all this ends.
I'm saying this from first, like I've caught myself doing it. Like right now, normally I would be kind of more sniffly and hacking right now when there's all this oak pollen,
mm-hmm.
you know, gets bad. It doesn't. I feel for people that get absolutely just shut down. I don't take any medicine for it or anything, but I do say the older I get, the more sensitive to it I am. And so this time of year, I'm normally sneezy and blowing my nose and hacking a little bit. But now I'm like, and maybe it's a good thing, but I'm going in private to cough and like hiding from it, you know, go blow my nose, but not let anybody see it, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Yeah. You know, and thankfully,
which is just good manners.
I haven't had the sneezes or anything like that. And pollen always gets me year after year.
You're going to so sneeze now.
Yeah, now I will. But even when you got a little sniffle, I like look around to make sure nobody saw me sniffle, just because I don't want anybody to think, you know,
are
y'all, I have it.
Is it just Dalton and I, or is anybody else experiencing that, where you kind of, you want to just say, if you cough or sneeze, you want to go, first of all, you do it properly, do it into your elbow. And then you say, but it's no COVID.
Yeah, I say that every time somebody's around me.
Speaking of which, by the way, we had that conversation weeks ago to my son about coughing into your elbow,
because
mm-hmm. that's a safe place, you don't transmit it. And he proved to us the other night he could lick his elbow.
Oh.
And showed us that it could be a danger.
Wow.
From a 9-year-old boy. Brilliance. Brilliance.
Good morning. I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The city of Mobile is setting up 2 drive-through testing sites as Mobile County confirms a child has been infected with COVID-19. Mobile County, the second largest county in the state, is still waiting for testing kits and appropriate protective gear to begin testing. Ladd People Stadium and the grounds in West Mobile are the 2 locations where testing will take place when those supplies arrive. The child diagnosed with coronavirus in Mobile is one of 78 confirmed cases in the state. Officials at Eglin Air Force Base confirm someone on the base has tested positive for COVID-19. The confirmed case is one of 432 in Florida, 9 in Northwest Florida. Orange Beach city leaders will declare a public health emergency today. The city council will hold a meeting at 11:30 this morning. On Thursday, Governor Kay Ivey ordered all public and private beaches in the state to close. There is 1 confirmed case of COVID-19 in Baldwin County, according to the state health department. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5.
Hey, everyone. This is Angelo with Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Right now, I think everybody is worrying about COVID-19. And a lot of people are worrying even more about how this is going to affect your income and your cash flow. Don't forget, though, that at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, we buy unwanted gold and silver jewelry, sterling silver flatware, coin collections, currency collections, and gold and silver bullion as well. There are many coin and bullion items that we will pay over spot for, so come on by, let us make an offer, and we'll see if we can get some cash into your pocket. For those of you who are looking for gold and silver bullion to purchase, we do have gold and silver bullion in stock, physically in our hands, and it is readily available. We do have limited supplies, but more orders are booked, and they will be arriving over the next few weeks. So remember, let's all keep our spirits up and don't panic. Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry, 2204 Government Street, Midtown Mobile. Hours Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, Saturdays, 9 to 2, online at mobilebaycoins.com, or follow us on Instagram and Facebook.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-834-1141. 800-834-1141. That's 800-834-1141.
Special report, coronavirus update. The U.S. is telling Americans to avoid all international travel and warning citizens abroad to return now or face an indefinite absence. Residents of California, meanwhile, are being told not to even travel locally, to stay at home.
California's Governor Gavin Newsom announcing the nation's first statewide stay-at-home order, keeping roughly 40 million residents locked down until further notice. People will be allowed to venture out only for essential activities and to places like grocery stores, pharmacies, takeout and delivery restaurants, gas stations, banks, and laundromats.
Correspondent Kyung Law in Pasadena. Negotiations begin today on Capitol Hill over President Trump's economic stimulus proposal to pump over $1 trillion into the U.S. economy, cutting checks for both individual Americans and businesses. Stock futures this hour are indicating a positive opening on Wall Street this morning following gains yesterday. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Dow futures up 900 points after stocks posted gains yesterday. The Dow added 188. Boeing is leaning toward a temporary work stoppage at its Twin Isle jetliner factories following a similar move by European rival Airbus. Reuters says the plane maker has not made a final decision on the timing and duration of a potential work stoppage as it weighs health guidance and broader impacts to its supply chain. Boeing would use a stoppage of a few days to conduct a deep clean of its Washington State and South Carolina factories, but seems committed for now to keeping production lines running after the suspension. After weeks of spending in crisis mode, corporate executives have begun to plan for the longer-term fallout from the pandemic. 13% of directors say their companies have delayed a planned investment for 2020 because of the outbreak. That survey, based on a poll last week of 190 people, more companies are expected to postpone investments in the weeks ahead. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Hi, I'm Alec Naaman with Naaman's Catering, and we are the party planning business. So if you're planning a wedding, corporate event, or just a good old backyard social, call Naaman's Catering at 473-3900. Our professional event planners have many years' experience to make your event one to remember. So call Naaman's today at 473-3900. Look us up on the web at naamanscatering.com and let Naaman's Catering take care of all the details. Attention to detail is our specialty. God bless you, and go Jags!
Weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
All right, 6:35. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And it's like yesterday, summertime overnight temperature 73 this morning. That's warm.
It is very warm. And yesterday we got up to 82 degrees yesterday afternoon, still several degrees away from a record, but quite warm. And we're going to get up at least to 80 this afternoon. We'll see partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies at times. And there is a slight chance that we could see a shower develop around the area. but most locations will not see any rain today. Now, tonight, it's a little different story. We do have a cold front that'll be moving into Mississippi and Alabama, and that will occur tonight. And that front will eventually get down into our area early tomorrow. It's a rather weak front, and it's not going to produce really much of a change in temperature. But anyway, tonight, look for some scattered showers, and temperatures in the morning will be in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow will be just a little bit cooler, about 75, 76 degrees for tomorrow. And it'll be mostly cloudy, and we'll see a few scattered showers. Now, that front will get into our area tomorrow. It's going to slow down, and then it's going to stall right along the coast on Sunday. And so on Sunday, we may see a little bit of sunshine, particularly in the afternoon, but we will see some scattered showers, temperatures in the upper 70s. And then on Monday, we still have showers around. The front will be along the coast. And so scattered showers for Monday with a high in the upper 70s. And then that front moves on up to the north as a warm front. And so Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday of next week, a lot of sunshine and warmer temperatures. And Tuesday will be in the low 80s. And then Wednesday and Thursday climbing into the mid 80s. So we've got some really warm temperatures coming in middle of next week. But unfortunately for this weekend, we will have scattered showers for both days.
All right. Scattered showers, but no severe weather, or what do you expect?
No severe weather this weekend. Just scattered showers. There may be a rumble or two of thunderstorms around for tonight and early tomorrow with that front coming in. But most of it will be shower activity. And but as I mentioned, not much of a change in temperature. I mean, it would be 80 today, and then tomorrow in the mid-70s. So that's not a big change.
All right. And in the long term, or the macro forecast, I've been asking you about this, and this is really based on myself and other people that have tomato plants. Do you think we've turned that corner? Do you think we're out of the realm of getting a freeze?
Yeah, it's looking good. Now, we have a rather cold air mass that has come out of Canada. And it's going to move through the Great Lakes and then to the East Coast. So we're going to be on the fringe of it. The northern counties of Alabama will see some temperatures in the upper 40s tonight. But that's about it. So if they're in the upper 40s, we're obviously going to do quite well down here. So, no, this big air mass coming in now is going to head out to the Atlantic and will not plunge down to the Gulf.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back next hour for the weekend weather scale.
Okay, Sean.
All right, our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5, 73 at our studios right now. Coming up, we'll check in with Scott Bannon, Director of Alabama Marine Resources. You heard Governor Ivey close the beaches. What about the boat launches? That was the first question I think I received from 15 of y'all yesterday when that announcement came out. Well, we'll get it answered coming up next.
A 40-year-old woman is diagnosed with breast cancer, following in her mother's footsteps. She worries about her young daughter's future and her chances of developing the disease. She would like to know more. So would we. At Southern Cancer Center, we don't just treat cancer, we manage your risk. With our certified genetic testing and counseling program, together we can find these answers and create an informed plan for the future. What are your genes telling you? Learn more at SouthernCancerCenter.com.
Good morning from the Lotus CBD Traffic Center. Still have the same two accidents. State troopers are working at McDonald Road near I-10. That's going to be without injuries. And Fletcher Hill Road at Jack Tomley Road in Perdido, where a car went off the ditch. Wrecker is now on the scene. Looks good across the Bayway, north and southbound 65 for Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland. No delays. Lotus CBD in Orange Beach on Perdido Beach Boulevard and Foley at McKenzie Street across from the golf course offer all things hemp. If you're suffering from extra anxiety and depression right now, they may be able to help with Lotus CBD products. Find them on Facebook. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
All right, 640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you here. I want to get a question answered that was asked yesterday. Of course, during the midday show, towards the end, the announcement came out from Governor Ivey that state beaches were closed. And with that, nobody missed a step till they lit up the text line saying, what about the boat launch? What about the boat launch? And, well, let's get it answered. Director of Alabama Marine Resources, our buddy Scott Bannon checking in right now. Hey, Scott.
Good morning, Sean. Yeah, I think the press release came out right about 2, and about 2:04, I got the first phone call about the boat ramps as well. And So I had a discussion with Commissioner Blankenship, and we feel that it's still important to keep those public access boat launches open. We're supporting the fact that people need to not gather and stay at home as much as possible. But if you're going to go out in the boat, that's probably your family that you're quarantined with, or your close friends that you're spending most of your time with anyway, and you can exercise the social distancing in the parking lot. So for now, all the public access boat ramps that the state maintained will be open, and the waterways are open. That was a question. I think people had concerns that the waters were closing, and they are not. This doesn't impact the water and the fishery, and our federal for-hire folks are working on plans to meet the requirements to social distance. And then our commercial fishermen who are feeding the folks, they immediately had a concern that they need to get out and still continue to work and provide food to our economy. And then again, the people who now have some time on their hands, the triggerfish is open, the trout are moving around a little bit. So I will be talking with the mayors of Isle of Battery and Dauphin Island today, because those ramps are actually controlled by them, and seeing what their plans are, and maybe a few in Baldwin County, but the state-owned ramps will be open for now.
Okay, so but like specifically the Billy Goat Hole, that belongs to Dauphin Island, not the state?
That's correct. And Little Billy Goat belongs to the Park and Beach Board, and I will talk with them. And they've used sport fish monies. Ramps that have used sport fish monies, it gets a little strange about whether or not they can close those because you've used these federal funds. But, we're not going to strong arm a municipality or somebody if they feel like this is in the best interest of health and safety. But in general, I feel like those will probably be open. But I will follow up with Mayor Collier and the Park and Beach Board today.
A couple pieces of this. Number one, I think y'all ought to save that 4-minute reaction time questions about the boat ramps. If there's ever the feds are asking, well, really, how into fishing are the people in South Alabama? You could use that as an example. During this, people were concerned about the boat ramps. But number two, I'm glad you said it, and I talked to Mayor Collier about this yesterday. Y'all, the water and the beach are not the problem. The outside is good. The outside is clean. The outside is right. It's just the other human beings, right? I mean, the people say they're closing the beach, and they have something in their mind that the beach is at question. The beach is fine.
No. If people would have probably done a little better job of exercising that social distance, it may not have been a problem. And remember, the governor has to make, and the state health officer has to make, the best decisions they think so that we flatten this curve. I mean, we're all going to support that. But we feel that, at the boat launch, you're within those social distances, in the launching of that boat. And those folks that are good don't even communicate. One gets in the boat, one backs a trailer, things go, and you're not at the boat ramp. You don't hang out at the boat ramp. You don't interact with other folks. Now, our staff is not conducting surveys at the boat ramp.
That was my next question. Yeah, because that's the only people I really interact with at the boat ramp are your folks in the blue shirts there, so...
That's correct. We immediately canceled that program, not canceled, we delayed it until this passes. We were not going to put our staff at risk, and we did not want to put voters at risk of someone being a carrier. So we delayed that program until a future date. And then our enforcement officers will still be out. There's still safety concerns on the water, and there's still regulatory concerns on the water. And I have had the question that, are we going to suspend the fishing rule? And I said no, because... we have not declared martial law. We are not. There's still a food supply. The grocery stores are still getting groceries. If people would relax and buy at normal rates, we would be fine. But supplies are still coming. So we are not that far off into this. But it is a time of concern, and we are going to make sure that we're following all the rules. Our offices are now going to close. We've been open for very limited activity. We are now going to close for that. People can buy their recreational license online at outdooralabama.com. And commercial, they can call us, and we will work with them to get those into their hands.
All right. Will, and you talk about the enforcement mechanism, sure, because you're, the folks working with you there, they're by themselves or with one other person doing those, working out there on the water. They're not in a big group, so it's safe for them to work.
That's correct. And that's why we still felt it was important. The public needs to know that there are public safety officials still out there. We're still going to respond to things. And also to know that, we're still going to maintain the same regulatory rules that we always have. And we're we may ask you to, hey, can you read the date on that fishing license for me and some other things. We're going to limit our personal contact with the public unless, you know, sometimes you got to lay hands on bad guys, and that's unfortunate. But beyond that, we're going to exercise social distancing.
Will Alabama Marine Resources, will y'all be dealing with any of the enforcement of people on a beach, or is that going to be for the land-based law enforcement?
Well, we are assisting with that. Yesterday, when the closures came about, you know, some of those accesses in Baldwin County are state-owned assets. They belong to the Department of Conservation, to our Parks Division, and so they have limited staff, so we provided some support for that. You know, we have the assets to be able to help support that. And again, it's not about taking people to jail that are out on the beach. It's about making sure that people are safe. And so yes, we'll make some patrols down there and get the word out and help support the governor's rule to do that. And then we hope and pray that this is short-lived, that after April the 6th, we get back to some relative norm and people go have fun in the outdoors here.
Yeah, well, next time we talk, hopefully we're just talking about snapper and speckled trout and those kind of things.
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you for your time.
Thanks, guys. Y'all stay safe.
Hey, will do. Director of Alabama Marine Resources, Scott Pannon, checking in right here on Mobile Mornings.
Your CBD store of West Mobile is offering personal shopping hours, curbside, and free delivery. Please call store owner Joe Brown to set up your appointment or for call-in orders. Call your CBD store of West Mobile on Hillcrest at 260-3223 today. That's 260-3223.
This is Marshall Farley with Keith Cannon's Classic Cars. Right now, our country and beloved city is trying to navigate through uncertain times, and I have no doubt that we as Mobilians will make it through stronger than ever. In order to do that, we need to come together, help and support one another. Being a family-owned business, we rely on the support of our local community and customers to keep our business moving forward. At Classic Cars, we're open for business in both our sales and service departments, and we are not alone. Throughout our city, locally owned and small businesses are what makes the great city of Mobile great and unique. And the people that work at these places are the backbone of these businesses and what keeps them moving forward. From all of us at Keith Kingan's Classic Cars, we'd like to ask you to make an effort and continue to shop locally. Support all of Mobile's small businesses from clothing stores, restaurants, radio stations, and everything in between. And together, let's all keep Mobile moving forward.
I'm Jessica Taloney with WKRG News 5 this morning. The Centers for Disease Control reporting 10,442 cases of coronavirus in the U.S. 150 people have died, including 9 in Florida, where 432 cases have been confirmed. In Mississippi, there are 50 cases, including a South Mississippi man who died from the virus. In Alabama, the State Health Department has confirmed 78 cases, including one in Baldwin County, one in Mobile County. On Thursday, Mobile County reported its first case. Health officials say that patient is younger than 18. There is a movement today to support locally owned restaurants that have been forced to close their dining rooms during the coronavirus pandemic. Today is Mobile Takeout Day. Visit Mobile and Downtown Mobile Alliance are encouraging people to order takeout or curbside pickup. There are similar efforts happening in other local communities today as well. I'm Jessica Taloney, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
Hey everybody, it's Chris Pringle. You know, as a contractor, I do more than just build walls. If you need a hunting camp or home built or a commercial building remodeled, I'm suddenly available. So call me, 251-604-3357.
Good morning, 649 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. New Orleans Saints head coach Sean Payton has tested positive for the coronavirus, making him the first person in the NFL world known to test positive for COVID-19. Payton said that he did not feel well this past Sunday. He took the test on Monday and received his results yesterday afternoon. He posted on Twitter that he's now resting at home, fatigued, but is part of the 20% of cases that have no fever and no cough. In the NBA, Boston Celtics guard Marcus Smart and two Los Angeles Lakers players have tested positive for COVID-19. That brings the number of known cases in the NBA up to 14. In NFL news, the Los Angeles Rams have released running back Todd Gurley and linebacker Clay Matthews. Gurley won the 2017 NFL Offensive Player of the Year, and the Rams rewarded him by making him the highest-paid running back in NFL history before the 2018 season. The former Georgia Bulldog was sidelined for the final two games of 2018 because of a knee injury and then rushed for a career-low 857 yards in 2019. Overnight, former Alabama safety Ha-Ha Clinton Dix reached a deal with the Dallas Cowboys. Fort Worth Star-Telegram reports that the deal is for 1 year and worth $4 million. The Denver Broncos have released former Super Bowl MVP Joe Flacco. They placed a failed physical designation on Flacco. He went 2-6 as the Broncos' starting quarterback last season before Flacco was placed on injured reserve with a herniated disc in his neck. His release means that former Missouri quarterback Drew Locke is now the official starter for Denver. In college basketball, AL.com reports that UAB has reached an agreement with former Ole Miss head coach Andy Kennedy to become the lead guy for the Blazers. Kennedy actually played at UAB during his college playing career. He was also an assistant coach there. He was an assistant coach here at South Alabama and also at Cincinnati before he became the head coach with the Bearcats. Kennedy was hired at Ole Miss in 2006 and coached there until 2018. And in baseball news, Boston Red Sox left-hander Chris Sale will undergo Tommy John surgery. Sale will be out now until late 2021 or the start of the 2022 season. The 30-year-old is entering the first year of a five-year contract worth $145 million. 651, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Butch Cassidy's closed for now. Roy and his team will be back, and Roy wanted me to pass along his thanks to the community and wants everyone to be safe. As soon as this all blows over, go on over to Butch Cassidy's. Check him out, butchcassidys.com. 651, and that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell and North Florida Street.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect partly cloudy to mostly cloudy skies today with isolated showers. Highs will be around 80 degrees. Tonight, scattered showers, lows in the mid-60s. And then tomorrow, scattered showers with afternoon readings in the mid-70s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Mako Forestry has the equipment and the knowledge to make your small or large property more usable, valuable, and absolutely more beautiful. Call Mako Forestry 251-747-1802 or online makoforestry.com and on Facebook.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
The radio show voted most likely to draw a targeting penalty.
Right now, you officially qualify, I can't believe I'm saying it, as one of the dumbest callers we've ever had.
You're a lying piece of crap. You are a loser.
The Paul Feinbaum Show on FM Talk 106.5.
Hi, this is Gordon Deal. Join me weekdays for This Morning, America's First News. Hear the stories you'll be talking about and searching for all day as we go beyond the headlines and above the chatter with your first look at breaking news, money, Washington politics, technology, entertainment, entrepreneurship, and sports. We explain why stories matter. That's why we are referred to as the most important and relevant radio program. Join us weekdays for This Morning, America's First News.
In the Army National Guard, family means everything.
Our parents, they were really supportive that all five of us would join. I got my education because of the Guard. I got to travel a little bit and experience a whole different culture. It helped me get my job, helped me pay for my house.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard instills pride that you and your family will share. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard, aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
Good morning, everyone. From the SpringHillToyota.com Traffic Center. Still working older accidents. Wreckers are on a scene at McDonald Road near I-10. Also at Jack Tomley Road at Perdido, where a car went off the ditch. Still looks good as traffic from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. Light traffic along 90. Also as traffic across the Bayway coming in from the Eastern Shore. Silver Creek Shooting Range is accepting memberships. They're the only shooting range in the area with tactical, moving, and shooting ranges with a 1,000-yard range, all situated on 160 acres. Go to SilverCreekRange.com, see the pictures, and hit the info request button. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 6:55 FM Talk 106.5, and it is Mobile Mornings on this Friday. Glad to have you along, Sean Sullivan, Dalton Orwig, Dr. Bill, Kane, and coming up, our buddy Jeff Poor is going to join us in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, Mike from Sip and Chew. Right, he's Sip of Sip and Chew. Is going to join us. They got a thing they're doing to help out the servers in town that aren't getting checks, aren't getting work. Talk about that. And speaking of which, it's National Takeout Day today. At least that's what we've made it. Right? So local restaurants, make sure you take out there and help them out. We'll talk more about that in a little bit. Also, the 1-800-GOT-JUNK online opinion poll question. And by the way, my buddy Trey Bennett, 1-800-GOT-JUNK, one of those great local businesses. He's been doing this for 11 years in Mobile and Baldwin counties, getting rid of the junk. Maybe you have a little time at the house to identify the junk now since you've been home. Make sure you give Trey a call. Let his local crew, local folks, come by and get rid of that junk. It's 1-800-GOT-JUNK online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK. .com. Make that appointment and do business with the people that are local folks that are doing business right here in Mobile and Baldwin counties. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. And the online opinion poll question this morning, on a scale of 1 to 5, how quarantined are you right now?
Mm-hmm. And the options there, we didn't just number it. We left some options outside it. Are you at a 1, going about life as you normally have? Number 2, still going to work, but taking some precaution. Number 3, you're out of work or working from home, but, you know, still going out, maybe visiting family and friends. Number 4, are you still going to work, but once you're not working, staying at home under self-quarantine? Or are you a number 5, staying at home under complete self-quarantine?
Okay, so 1 to 5, how quarantined are you? Let us know when you vote online. Front page of FMTalk1065.com. I think it's going to be interesting to see where these numbers come in. Let us know. We'll talk about those in just a bit. Hour number 2 of Mobile Mornings. That's happening next.